Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we are on the air, and I'm going to have to get a hold of Pastor Steve. Talked with Greg Howard earlier today, and he said he would be with us, but no sign of him. So it's one of those manic Mondays. Sorry about that. So maybe a little bumper music's in order while I get a hold of Pastor Steve. So here we go. Crazy computers, can't live with them, can't live without them. Man, should have waited till I connected with Steve before killing the music. Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second, folks. We're almost there. Pastor Steve.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Finally.
Okay. Finally.
We're on. We're on. Have no idea why the broadcaster didn't go on.
Because it's broke.
Yeah. All right.
You didn't pay the bills. It's all your fault.
When in doubt, reboot. Okay, reboot. You sound like a nagging wife. Okay, now, all right, Pastor Steve, are you connected to the second Esdras site? I have to go there and log in myself.
No, but I have the book open in front of me.
Oh, you got the book open. Okay.
Of course.
Well, why don't you start reading from, we're just starting chapter 8, correct?
We did verse 1, but I'll go back over it. Let me grab my magnificifier off right. Back here.
Yes.
So anyway.
Magnifier 7.
This is chapter 8. He answered me and said, the Most High made this world for the sake of many. Okay. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. Okay. Uh-huh. But the world to come for the sake of only a few. That would be the remnant, brothers and sisters. That's the remnant. That's not everybody. We're not going to save everybody.
Hardly anybody, actually.
Well, it's going to be, you see how people are living, folks.
Yeah.
They're not living for the next world. They're living for this world.
That's right.
It's a world of deception. Everybody's talking about the Super Bowl.
Don't remind me. I finally got it off my mind.
The Negro Felon League.
Right. Okay.
And we've got all kinds of stuff happening with these politicians again. But again, that's just a distraction. I have done so many sermons on that. It's what you do in your life that counts. Don't worry about what the politicians are going to do. They're going to do what the devil wants them to do, and they're going to be destroyed. Get yourself spiritually first and physically second, prepared for what's coming. That's what's important. Nothing else is. Verse 2. But I tell you a parable, Ezra. Just as when you ask the earth, it will tell you that it provides a large amount of clay from which earthenware is made, but only a little dust from which gold comes. So is the course of the present world. Many have been created, but only a few shall be saved. What I say before, many will be called, but few will be chosen.
Mm-hmm.
This angel speaking to Ezra. And here we have Ezra, again, appealing to Yahweh's mercy. Verse 4. I answered and said, "Then drink your fill of understanding, O my soul, and drink wisdom, O my heart. For not of your own will did you come into the world." In other words, we didn't ask to be born. "And against your will you depart." We don't ask to die. Okay? "For you have been given only a short time."
That's not fair. We don't decide when to come in. We don't decide to leave. And then we only get a short time on top of it. That's not fair, Yahweh.
All this is a testing ground.
Yeah, right.
For
this
us,
is a test.
That's all this place is. And we get all upset over all these inconsequential, distracting things. I just did a wake-up call on distractions. That was the last wake-up call. And that's what we've got. We've got a world full of distractions to keep us from getting our spiritual life in order. And here we are in Esdras, and it's telling us that right here. What goes around comes around, folks. "Oh, Lord above us," that's what it says here, "grant to your servant that we may pray before you, and give us a seed for our heart and cultivation of our understanding, so that fruit may be produced by which every mortal who bears the likeness..." And what do they have as likeness here? The Syriac has place of a human being may be able to live. That bears the place of a human being. Now, let's examine human being. What's he talking about?
Yeah, is that Adam? Have you got a concordance for this?
No, I do not.
Oh.
I do not for Esdras.
Yeah, Strong's doesn't cover the Apocrypha.
They anglicized a lot of this. See, they have messed with the text.
Right.
I would say the place of an Adam, because the place of a son is what they have been talking about. The sons have their place in the family of the father, do they not? We've covered that in past chapters. So it stands to reason right here that it would be the place, and the notes down below say the place of an Adamic son. "For you alone exist, and we are a work of your hands, as you have declared." Well, that directly links to Adam and the Adamic seed line. "And because you give life to the body that is now fashioned in the womb and furnish it with members," that's arms and legs, "what you have created is preserved amid fire and water. And for 9 months, the womb," okay,
yep,
"what you have formed," it says here.
Okay.
"Endures your creature that has been created in it."
Okay, nine months is scientifically correct.
That's right. "But that which keeps and that which is kept shall both be kept by your keeping." In other words, we only exist through your will. That's what they're saying here.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
"And when the womb gives up again what has been created in it," verse 10, "you have commanded that from the members themselves," that is from the breasts, "milk," the fruit of the breasts, "should be supplied." Natural nursing, not all this official garbage.
Yeah.
Because breast
sugar
milk
water bottle,
all right. The antibodies and all the healthful things that a baby needs.
Oh yeah, the enzymes that the baby needs to develop an immune system.
The Antichrist has even perverted that. Oh, you don't really want to nurse a baby.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want your baby to be healthy.
That the kids don't get the antibodies and the nutrients that they need. So they've perverted that. Verse 11. So that what has been fashioned may be nourished for a time. And afterwards you will still guide it in your mercy. Verse 12. You have nurtured it in your righteousness and instructed it in your law and reproved it in your wisdom. Verse 13, you put it to death as your creation and make it live as your work. Mm-hmm. In other words, nobody has the power for life but Yahweh.
Yeah, it's not the woman's choice. It's his.
No, it is not. It is not the woman's choice.
Or the father's.
Of the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
If then you will suddenly and quickly destroy what with so great labor was fashioned by your command, to what purpose was it made?
Okay. So Esdras is, this is a very philosophical question he's asking. You know, why, first of all, our lives are so short, and then why wilt thou so quickly and suddenly destroy us, right? Why did you bother to create us in the first place, I think is what Esdras is trying to get around to.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. And now I will speak out about all humankind that should be Adam kind.
Yes.
You know best. But I will speak about your people, the Adamic race, for whom I am grieved. And about your inheritance, that would be Jacob, Israel, for whom I lament. And about Israel, for whom I am sad. And about the seed of Jacob, for whom I am troubled. Verse 17, therefore I will pray before you for myself and for them, for I see the failings of us who inhabit the earth.
He must have had the nightly news, right?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't watching.
He saw
CNN.
Plenty. Yeah, he saw plenty.
And now also, what does that hit?
Verse 18.
Latin, but. And now also I have heard of the swiftness of the judgment that is to come. Future judgment. It's going to come swiftly.
Right.
These people out here are building up and building up and building up, and they're being given enough rope to hang themselves. Verse 19, therefore hear my voice and understand my words, and I will speak before you. Let me get a little drink of this this water here, Eli.
All right.
I've got a little dry pipe, and I have a nice cold thing of water.
Okay.
Oh, that's... All
right. I just switched to a different version of the Apocrypha. And so I'm looking for the correct chapter. Let me
just
switch.
This is the New Revised Standard Version.
Okay.
Which is what Greg is using.
Yes.
Wherever he is.
Okay.
This is Ezra's Prayer.
Oh, okay. It's given a title.
And this is the second half of verse 19.
Yes.
The beginning of the words of Ezra's prayer before he was taken up. He said, verse 20, and it says, O Lord here, but it would be, O Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Because all these English translations, when the translators got them, they took the holy name out. Same way in the King James Bible. O Yahweh, you who inhabit eternity, and it, or you who abide forever. It could be either one. That's what they have in the notes here. Whose eyes are exalted, and whose upper chambers are in the air. A-I-R. Another Latin text reads, whose are the highest heavens. Okay.
Okay, which verse are you at? I switched.
I am at 21.
Okay.
Whose throne is beyond measure and whose glory is beyond comprehension, before whom the hosts of messengers, not angels, stand trembling. Verse 22, and at whose command they are changed to wind and fire, or they whose service takes the form of wind and fire. Stop
okay.
Right here. Second Thessalonians, when Yeshua returns with his mighty messengers, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim. That's New Testament.
That's right.
They are changed to wind and fire. And that fire is only going to burn the evil ones, not the remnant. So quit worrying, folks. Continuing yeah, on but... in 22, whose word is sure and whose utterances are certain, whose command is strong and whose ordinance is terrible.
Or fearful.
Verse 23, whose look dries up the depths and whose indignation makes the mountains melt away and whose truth is established forever. He's giving the attributes of Yahweh.
Okay.
It's giving all power to him, all glory, all praise. That's what he's doing here. Verse 24. Hear, O Yahweh, not Lord, the prayer of your servant and give ear to the petition of your creature, your creation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Attend to my words. Verse 25 of chapter 8. For as long as I live, I will speak, and as long as I have understanding, I will answer. Verse 26, oh, do not look on the sins of your people, but on those who serve you in truth. Stop right here. He's not going to look at the judgment day. At those who do not obey, he's going to look only at the remnant that are covered by the blood of Yeshua mm-hmm. Messiah.
Right.
Serve you in truth, not the people that give lip service and then go live in this world instead of plan and work for the world to come. This world will pass away, brothers and sisters, but the world to come will not.
Not even loud lip service? That won't get you in either?
Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah, right.
Send me your money. Hallelujah. I need a new Cadillac car.
Praise Jesus, right? Oh,
praise
man.
Jesus.
You say that a thousand times. Write that on the blackboard a thousand times.
Yeah, Jesus.
Right?
Verse 27, do not take note of the endeavors of those who act wickedly. In other words, please don't ascribe what they are doing to us.
Okay.
Those who have come out of this world and into the next world. We have come out of this world and are separate.
Okay.
As let me commanded.
Read. Yeah, let me read this version of it. This is from sacredtext.com.
Okay.
Regard not the wicked inventions of the heathen, but the desire of those that keep thy testimonies in afflictions. And Paul tells us many times that we shall have afflictions, and that we will be tested by these afflictions. Right?
And here it says, but of the endeavors of those who have kept your covenants amid afflictions. Instead of just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. That's what he's saying.
Exactly.
Either verse, that's good.
Yes. Yeah, both translations are very good.
And it is very inconvenient. We see people going to jail. just for telling the truth. The truthers are being assailed. And we must occupy until the end, even unto death. That's what it says in Scripture. Because we'll be back. And that's what scares them.
Right.
Really. Verse 28. Do not think of those who have lived wickedly in your sight, but remember those who have willingly acknowledged that you are to be feared. Verse 29. Do not will the destruction of those who have the ways of cattle, the ways of brute beasts, but regard those who have gloriously taught your law. Ooh.
Well, you can tell this is not New Testament. Okay.
Boy,
all right, I found a concordance.
You did?
Link, yeah, for... dictionary, does it say... Complete Concordance by Alexander Cruden. Okay, I'd have to search through.
Cruden. Oh, no. Oh, for heaven's sakes, no.
No?
Mm-mm. Judeo all the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that I'm sure of. But to the queen, to the king. Okay. Contents. Does he have a concordance for the Apocrypha? That's what I'm... trying to find.
If Cruden put it out, don't touch it.
Okay. But still, I mean, just to find out what the word
Willie
is.
Willie Martin sent me a Cruden's concordance I was at Talladega, Alabama, in the prison there.
Okay.
That's all he had, and I read through that concordance and promptly threw it in the garbage.
Oh, I see. Okay. The only thing I was concerned about is what is the Hebrew word, you know, because that way we could look it up elsewhere. But I'll keep searching. There's got to be an online concordance for the Apocrypha. There must be. Okay, please continue.
Okay, verse 30. Do not be angry with those who are deemed worse than wild animals, but love those who have always put their trust in your glory. In other words, he's trying to say, please don't ascribe what they do to what we do. That's what he's roundabout saying here. Verse 31, for we and our ancestors have passed our lives in ways that bring death.
That's for sure. In other words, we
all have sinned and fall short of the glory. Right?
Yep. And we keep on doing it.
Yeah. Except those that are called out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those of us who are truly repentant.
But it is because of us sinners that you are called
merciful.
Yeshua said, I come not for the righteous, but for sinners for repentance.
That's right.
He is our hope, our only hope, because we have no hope in our own lives. If we deem ourselves righteous according to the Pharisees, we're doomed to hell because there is no righteousness in men. Mm-hmm. What does he say here? Lived our lives in ways that bring death, spiritual death. Real death. They don't have the resurrection to eternal life. The second death. For if, verse 32, for if you have desired to have pity on us who have no works of righteousness, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Mm-hmm.
New Testament.
Sounds like Paul.
Then you will be called merciful. Verse 33, for the righteous who have many works laid up with you, don't lay up treasures in this world, lay them up in the world to come, okay, shall receive their reward in consequence of their own deeds. But what, verse 34, but what are mortals that you are angry with them? Or what is a corruptible race that you are so bitter against us?
Does your version have the word race there?
Yes.
Fantastic. This one says generation.
For in truth, there is no one among those who have been born who has not acted wickedly, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. New Testament.
That's right.
Among those who have existed,
okay,
there is no one who has not done wrong. Let me finish this.
Yes.
36. For in this, O Yahweh, your righteousness and goodness will be declared when you are merciful to those who have no store of good works.
Mm-hmm. Well, faith without works is dead. Okay, so we can quote James on that. But this whole passage, these last four or five verses, sound, I think Paul was probably using this passage to write one of his epistles.
Undoubtedly.
Mm.
These books were in existence back then. They have since been destroyed, or they're buried in a basement in Rome. It can't be read because they have stopped it all. They've stopped all access because it debunks what they do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean those sayings are almost verbatim in English translation anyway. The words of Paul. So Paul must have borrowed this language from 2 Esdras.
Well, this particular version more accurately parallels the Hebrew.
Uh-huh, okay.
Which is why I understand what they're saying here, because of the phraseology of the English. Follows all the translations that I've done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very similar. So I can get the gist of what they're saying. This is the response to Ezra's prayer. If you can pardon me for just a second. My sinuses have self-destructed. Got to clear my head.
All right. Yes. For in this, O Yahweh, thy righteousness and thy goodness shall be declared, if thou be merciful unto them which have not the confidence of good works. So, but in verse 33, it states very plainly that we shall receive reward out of our own deeds. And Paul never contradicts that. It's the Judeo-Christian interpretation that states that your deeds, or the reward of your deeds is worthless, or that you won't, or deeds are meaningless. That's not what Paul says ever. He never says that.
No, he does not.
Yeah. They have misinterpreted his words or mistranslated them or both. Okay, please continue.
All right, this is a response to Ezra's prayer, verse 37. He answered me and said, some things you have spoken rightly, and it will turn out according to your words. Verse 38, for indeed I will not concern myself about the fashioning of those who have sinned, or about their death, their judgment, or their destruction. Verse 39, but I will rejoice over the creation of the righteous, over their pilgrimage also. In other words, that's their walk through life.
Mm-hmm.
And their salvation, and their receiving their reward. Verse 40, as I have spoken, therefore, so it shall be. That's what repentance is all about, Eli. That's mm-hmm. repent. Okay, you live a certain way and it's worthy of death until you wake up. Somebody witnesses to you and Yahweh calls you into his remnant. Now, if you reject that Holy Spirit mm-hmm. enough times, he's going to sear your soul and he will abandon you and you are done. You might as well just shoot yourself in the head and be done with it. But right. If you answer that call, even if you were a big sinner, look at what Paul did. Paul was a Pharisee and was killing Christians.
Right.
And Yahweh called him on the road to Damascus and knocked him to his knees and changed him in an instant. You think it's less today? Has Yahweh lost his power to call today? I don't think so.
There must have been some good in Paul to choose him for that. Yeah.
Well, he stripped him bare to the bone, his spiritual bone.
Oh, yeah. Like the...
As he did with you, as he has done with so many.
Well, that's actually, come to think of it, Paul is a perfect example of the dead man's bones. One of those dead men who came back to life. Yahweh did it to him.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
All to his glory. Verse 41. For just as the farmer sows many seeds in the ground and plants a multitude of seedlings, and yet not all that have been sown will come up in due season. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fall on...
the parable of the sower.
Fallen on stony ground. They will just mm-hmm. wither. And not all that were planted will take root. Some fall on stony ground. So also those who have been sown in the world will not all be saved.
Ooh, that's brutal. Wait a minute. The church says all of us will be saved, no matter what.
Well,
could they be wrong?
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
It helps their collection plate.
Yeah, right. We'll be saved for the collection plate, right. There's a lot of dead men's bones sitting in those pews.
Yep.
Okay.
And what did Christ say? I come not for the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said, I come not except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't come for everything that walks around on two legs.
That's right.
Oh, that's cruel. No, that's what it says. Now, if you don't like what it says, you can take that
change.
Up with Yahweh.
If you don't like what it says, change. Be converted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of me does not want to convert.
That's right. Especially if they're non-Israelites. But even some Israelites are too far gone.
Why do you speak in parables? I speak in parables. So a lot of these creatures out here that hear wouldn't hear and understand and be saved because they're not for salvation.
Amen.
They're for destruction. That's what Yeshua was telling his disciples. I speak in parables, so a lot of these people won't understand it because I don't want them.
Right. It'll sound good, but they won't understand it. Okay.
Yeah. Verse 42, I answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, let me speak. Verse 43. If the farmer's seed does not come up because it has not been received your rain in due season, or if it has been ruined by too much rain, it perishes. Okay.
Too much rain might just be a lot of extra junk along with this. Along with the gospel, too much other stuff corrupts it.
Right.
Yeah.
Verse
44.
But people who have been formed by your hands and are called your own image because they are made like you, maybe not physically, but spiritually, made like you, and for whose sake you have formed all things.
Israel, right? And Adam.
Have you also made them like the farmer's seed? Verse 45, surely not, O Yahweh. What does it say in the note here?
Be not wroth with us, but spare thy people, is this version. Verse 45 opens.
So right, but your people, English. Who is his people? There's only one people, it's his people. And have mercy on your inheritance. Who is his inheritance?
Jacob, Israel.
Israel is his inheritance. Says so right in the scripture. For you have mercy on your own creation. Now, this book was written prior to the New Testament, many years prior. So if you want to reject this book, that's not so. That's just something that you pulled out of the hat, and you're making a lot of this up, and it doesn't say that. Well, yes. Yeah, it does.
Yes.
I'm sorry, sports fans, but it does.
Leviticus 25:46, and ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever, but over your brethren, the children of Israel, ye shall not rule one over another with rigor. Okay. His inheritance. And there's exclusive verses too, Numbers 18:23, but the Levites shall do no service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. That is the Levites. Okay.
We have less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
We are out of time. We'll have to stop right there.
Okay. And what verse are we on? Let me flip back to...
We will start next week on verse 46.
Verse 46, okay. And this translation says, then answered he me and said, things present are for the present, and things to come for such as be to come. And we're getting very close to the end of the age, too, not just the end of the show. All right, folks. All right, sorry about the technical problems this morning, or this afternoon, this evening. Have no idea why the broadcaster wouldn't start, had to reboot to get it going. So it was a truncated show today, and hopefully Pastor Greg will be with us next time. So thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition, and be good.
Greg has been feeling rather ill lately, and he's on again, off again.
Right.
So we got less than 1 minute here, so I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you, and shalom aleichem, and don't worry about the Negro Felon League and the Super Bowl.
There you go. All right. All right,
see you
folks. Thanks for listening.
Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
What?
Yep, it's done. Okay. Well-